Iditarod leader Jeff King is closing in on the Galena checkpoint, with Lance Mackey and Hugh Neff doing what they can to try to catch up. The other lead mushers, including Mitch Seavey, Hans Scott, and Sonny Lindner, are camped out at the Ruby checkpoint. While King has built a sizable lead, some mushers behind him are struggling with issues related to dog food, rough trail, and cold temperatures. APRN trail reporter Tim Bodoni filed this report from Ruby.
The last two times that the Iditarod took the northern route, King was in second place into Ruby. But this year, he got to enjoy the gourmet meal that awaits the first musher to the Yukon each year. The main course, appropriately, was Alaska King Crab. After the meal, King said that he's having the magic ride so far.
You know, they're very healthy and fluid. Nobody is sore. They don't even have a sore foot. And they're eating great. They seem fast.
Each of the top teams into Ruby made the 100-mile run from Cripple nonstop, averaging around 11 miles per hour. Temperatures between 20 and 30 below were a factor in mushers' decisions to push further down the trail instead of stopping to camp. Lance Mackey says that charging ahead to a checkpoint is a better way to conserve time and effort.
Even with a long run like that, you know, it's easier on the dogs to go a little bit slower, a little bit farther, and get comfortable on a bed of straw and a nice hot meal. Now you can do that out there too, but it takes twice as long to make snow, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, it's definitely the plan.
Mackey also reports that he's having issues with his dog food. The meat that Mackey and some other mushers included in their drop bags had apparently been thawed and refrozen, spoiling the meat. That leaves Mackey in the difficult position of trying to keep his dog team properly fed with dry kibble and supplements.
Like in Cripple, I left a whole 60, 70 pounds of meat, you know, for the birds, basically, which is a huge waste. And again, you know, they run on straight kibble. They're down in power a little bit and nutrition.
Fairbanks musher Ken Anderson, who's vying for a spot in the top 10, was aware of the spoiled meat problem that was afflicting other mushers, but says it didn't affect him due to his decision to blow through the Ophir and Cripple checkpoints in favor of camping in between.
I carried a lot of stuff from Takotna with me, a lot of stuff, to avoid Ophir, and then I got some fat at Cripple, which fat usually doesn't go bad. So my dogs are totally healthy, and the vets commented that they have the most weight on them of any team that's here. So that's good news. I've been eating everything.
Canadian musher Sebastian Schnula was in the lead at several early checkpoints before mushers completed their mandatory 24-hour layovers. Since then, he's slipped back in the standings in a race he insists will be his last Iditarod as well. His time from Cripple to Ruby was almost 2 hours slower than King's, and the extra time was not spent camping. Instead, it was spent slogging through what Schnula called one of the worst runs of his career.
I had a chain of screw-ups right from the get-go. I left and had to turn around and drop a dog, which is already not a good start. I had the absolutely wrong runner plastic on. I was grinding away. Hans, who left an hour after me, went 22 miles, he made 1 hour on me. So if he wouldn't have given me runner plastic, I probably would still be out there grinding away. But then I couldn't get it on. It took me like half an hour to get that damn plastic on. So all in all, it was not a very pleasant run.
Schnula was 7th place into Ruby, and despite the mishaps on Friday, reported no major problems with his dog team. After the sideways glaciers and hilly windblown trail that dominates the section from Cripple to Ruby, the mushers will drop onto the flat plain of the Yukon River, where a few inches of recent snowfall have given the trail some cushion. Temperatures will remain cooler than average, with overnight lows for Friday predicted to be around 30 below on the river. Reporting from Ruby, this is Tim Bodoni.